Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. Time for our VolQuest report down in Knoxville. Austin, the team that you saw in Athens on Saturday compared to the team that you saw the week prior against Florida, how would you compare the two?
Two totally different teams. I thought the week before that, you know, they struggled, getting kind of rhythm on both sides of the ball. And, you know, they found a rhythm. They found some, you know, kind of juice in the second half. When given times here, Garantano was pretty good in the second half. I thought the offensive line held up fairly well on Saturday. But this team, honestly, they fought. And that's why I think you saw Coach Jeremy Pruitt get emotional after the game. I think he saw, you know, some of the stuff he's been trying to preach to those kids start to take into effect on Saturday. And I think he knows that the team saw it. He knows he saw it. And that's why he said, "I'm excited about what I just saw."
Two things I thought that will resonate if recruits are paying attention in a positive way, that people on the outside and people that aren't high school kids will probably not understand, and I'm one of them with Jeremy Pruitt, the getting emotional in the post-game press conference I think will resonate with recruits. Also the fact that him and his coaches, they stuck around and personally greeted the guys they recruited to Georgia and congratulated them on the win on the field after the game. I think that's something that will play well with those that he's recruiting. Do you agree or disagree, Austin?
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I mean, there were some on our site that didn't like that, you know, my compadre Jesse Silent had posted a video of, you know, Pruitt, you know, hugging former players on the field after the game. But I think that, you know, when you look at the previous staff, a lot of the champions alive, five-star hearts, a lot of those sayings that Butch Jones used to throw out there were intended for moms and dads, for recruiting. None of this was intended for recruiting, but I think that it plays well. I think that, you know, Jeremy Pruitt getting emotional talking about his team and how they've taken some steps in the right direction plays. And then I think anybody that saw Jeremy Pruitt on the field Saturday, you know, his team had just lost a hard-fought game. A game where they showed some metal in the second half when they could have easily laid down at 24-0. And there he is, like, congratulating guys that he helped recruit to Georgia. Big smile on his face, telling him it was good to see him. Clearly showing that, you know, this whole deal is more about relationships than it is about wins and losses. Because he knows that, you know, if you build the right kind of relationships with the right kind of players, the wins and losses will take care of themselves. And so, I think it just continues to resonate more and more with fans, with prospects, that Jeremy Pruitt's very much a real guy. And so I think a lot of fans and a lot of prospects, you know, will be impressed when you look at, you know, how Saturday played out both on and off the field.
Is there any doubt now that Ty Chandler's not, if not the best playmaker with Callaway, one of the two best playmakers on the team? Yeah, I mean, right now he is, and Marquez Callaway went out with a concussion also. Do they need to find ways to get him the ball even more?
Yes. I mean, in my mind, you need to be taking the off week and studying how the Saints use Alvin Kamara and, you know, or just trying to find a way, you know, just studying how the Steelers use Le'Veon Bell. I mean, you know, because they get it to him out of the backfield, split him out in the slot and throw it to him. I think you've got to find creative ways to get him the ball because – he's your best playmaker. He's got to touch it more than nine times. Did five carries. He had 17 on the first carry of the game. Then only had about 8 yards after that. And then four catches for 53 yards and a touchdown. And really the only guy that could outrun the entire Georgia team. Outrun the Georgia defense. He's the only guy that struck fear in the Georgia defense. Nobody else did. Marquez Callaway's a nice player, but he's a possession receiver. You know, Juwan Jennings, a possession receiver. Tennessee's got to get faster across the board, and I think that's what we talked about last week in when I did the hit on Friday with you guys. Tennessee, they got to have speed. They've got to have guys that can really go and go and make a play, and guys that can outrun defenders. And Georgia was not stressed at all unless number eight touched the ball Saturday. Defensively, they did not have to strain very much, and it shows.
I want to give the best and the worst of Jeremy Pruitt from this past weekend in terms of coaching. If I want to give a compliment to Jeremy Pruitt, it's this one. It's very simple. That defense is not that fast, and they're not deep at all. But you know what? They're also not bad. And that is a drastic change from a year ago with the defensive coaching Tennessee got. To me, that's the best compliment you can give Jeremy Pruitt right now. That's a well-coached defense right now. Would you agree, Austin?
I agree. I mean, I thought the game plan really had Jake Fromm befuddled. I mean, you know, you go back and you guys have heard me make that comment about, you know, if you don't pick them off in practice, you're probably not going to pick them off in a game. I don't think Nigel Warrior picks them off in practice, and that's why he didn't pick them off in the game. But you go back to that one play where, you know, Fromm just was totally, you know, befuddled by what Tennessee was trying to do defensively. And, you know, just tossed one up. Nigel went and dove for it, didn't make the catch. But, I mean, those are the kind of plays Tennessee's got to have, you know, to win those type of games, to win in 2 weeks or be in the game in 2 weeks at Auburn. They've got to have those type of plays go their way. They've got to win the turnover battle. When Tennessee doesn't turn it over on offense and you know, they have a shot because defensively, Chad, you're right. He's scheming them up. They're not the most athletic team up front. You're still not getting a whole lot from John and Congbo, but you're starting to get more from Daryl Taylor. He was much more active. Pruitt was very happy with the secondary on Saturday. Georgia only had one play, you know, that was longer than 23 yards, and that was that flukish fumble. I mean, he's like, I think everybody in the media, I think you guys even tweeted it too, if I remember correctly. I mean, that only happens to Tennessee. Only does Tennessee get a strip sack where the tight end that gets beat picks up the ball and rumbles 30-plus yards for a touchdown.
Austin, the three procedural penalties on the punts early in the game, what in the world was going on there, and how did Tennessee not adjust after the first one?
Well, I think after the first one, the guard went back out and did the same thing and did not realize he was in, you know, he was, you know, not lined up over the, you know, correctly with the center. I don't know. I will say this. We had a Georgia Rivals beat writer come up to us during the game, and he was talking about Coach Pruitt. And he said, he goes, honestly, he goes, those same things happened to Kirby his first year as a head coach at Georgia. That those same type of, you know, back-to-back type, you know, penalties on a punt, you know, on the alignment of a punt. You know, and so, like, I think those are little things that you'll easily correct. I don't think you say that team's poorly coached based off the fact that, you know, they had the same alignment problem three out of four punts. You know, I just think you gotta figure that out on the sideline and make it better. They made it better the rest of the way. So, I think you say they're poorly coached if, you know, they continue to, you know, give up the same big play over and over again to the same, you know, two or three different players and over the course of a game. I don't think that's the case. I think that, you know, that's the kind of thing you can easily correct, and they obviously did after the first three Saturday, Chad.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com has been our guest. Follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Thank you, Austin. We'll catch up on Friday.
Hey, I'll be there for the Paul Kaharsky meet and greet and picture and autograph opportunity tomorrow with Logan Ryan.
Very exciting.
Yes,
for
that's
everyone.
Right. Thank you, man.